Will no one defend the free market? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president opened his health care summit by pointing out how even without health reform, premiums are rising faster than any tax Congress could come up with. And yet polls show that most people mistrust health reform. So what do they trust? The alternative would be the free market. Well, the free market was on display in Congress yesterday. Members grilled the CEO of WellPoint, which just raised individual insurance premiums in 11 states.
How much money do you make?
My salary is $1.1 million. I received stock compensation with a value of $8.5 million.
Now, we all know why they asked her that question. Members wanted to make it look like greedy capitalists are making millions on the backs of sick people, like Julie Hendrickson, who also testified.
If I were to accept this new monthly premium of $1,352, thereby retaining my same current policy, this amount would be shy just $92 of my monthly home mortgage payment.
Well, what free market healthcare says to people like Julie is, Julie, if you can't pay your mortgage, you need to get a cheaper house. If you can't pay your healthcare, buy a cheaper plan and don't run and whine to the government. And yet, as far as I heard, not one congressman of either party was willing to say that to Julie. The critics are right. Free market healthcare is much simpler than government healthcare. You simply pay what you're told, and if you can't pay, then you can't afford insurance. And your premiums drop to zero. Problem solved. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.